You are listening to Embodied People, a podcast co-hosted by Sarah Donahue and myself, Colleen Wall. We are both somatic movement educators and dance professors. We are also faculty at Integrated Movement Studies. In this podcast, we explore all things embodied. We explore anatomy, we explore meaning, metaphor, and how we make sense of out of our lives through our bodies. We also talk about developmental motor patterning, how it affects our psychological and emotional and psychic states as adults. And we really love to offer you movement practices and meditations that deepen your experience of your body so that your body is a generative place for you in your life. That is, it helps guide you towards and supports you in living the life that is most fulfilling for you. This podcast is sponsored by Integrated Movement Studies, and that is a certification program in the Laban-Bartynieff Movement Studies system. And if you'd like more information on Integrated Movement Studies and what the Laban-Bartynieff system is, beyond what we offer in this podcast, you can check out our website, imsmovement.com. Today's mini-sode is on yielding and a guided moving experience towards the basic neurocellular pattern of yielding. Yielding is part of how we form relationships between our body and the surfaces we rest upon, the people in our lives. They're sometimes called, these basic neurocellular patterns are sometimes called the satisfaction cycle, because these energetic patterns, they're like energetic patterns set up how we satisfy our needs in movement. And the whole cycle is yield or bond and connect, push, that is to sort of cluster the energy and push something away or push away from it, reach an elongation into space, grasp, that is to take hold or get something, and then pull, whether it's pull yourself towards it and through it or pull it towards yourself, and then release and begin again. So we're just going to look at yielding today. And yielding is about connecting or bonding. If you think of it in infant development, the surface feels supportive and stable and is received by the little body, it will connect and bond and give its weight into that person, that caregiver, that surface. And if the yielded body is received, it's almost like the surface of the body that's going to yield can, almost like the skin opens and the contents of the skin can pour into or release their flow into this other surface. So it's with that now begin in wherever you are to notice the surfaces of support upon which your body rests right now. So notice all the places of contact between your body and this place of support. And then imagine that your body was something like a sack full of sand, and that the places that your body, those points of contact, the places your body is in contact with the surface, that the sack, the edges of it give way, and the sand within your body can pour into these surfaces through the points of contact, the sand leaving your body and filling into the surface underneath. What you may notice here is that there may be a quality of spreading, a sensation of more places of the contact, sort of growing, creating new contact. It may create a rolling or surfing sensation as other parts of the body seek yielding and bonding into support. You may also notice how as you yield and give in, pour your weight, you're not passive in your mass, but you're still active. There's a sense of internal support that is maintained. So you don't give in totally. Like, you're not flaccid, right? You're still active in your mass, but you're able to bond into the support of these surfaces around you. You may also notice that there's a muscularity that comes in as you yield and bond. This is the beginning of a compression pattern. The yielding helps the muscle develop tone. So wherever you're yielding into, those places are developing muscularity that has a feeling of tone, a feeling of internal knowing itself that's like it could engage. It could move from yielding and bonding to engaging. And you may end up noticing you want other surfaces to feel this. So it can feel really good to lay your belly or your front surface on something, not a bed. It's too soft. You can't feel the yielding. But like a floor that as you yield and pour into it, you can feel the sternum and the belly both giving into the support and contact. And then the beginnings of a muscular tone, a muscularity, where you can feel the muscles getting ready to then do something else, engage in a way that might push as the satisfaction cycle sets up. And try some other surfaces. Try the left side of the body, the left side of the foot. So in order to form a bond, a relationship, you form a relationship of yielding and bonding and connecting. That sets up the ability to engage and to push. You're establishing a relationship where tone is possible. And so today's mini episode is really short. It's about the places that you are yielding, that you're bonding, that you're connecting as preparation for the more muscular and activated places, the more activated info energetics that come later of pushing and reaching and pulling. And this is a metaphor that you can also connect to in your life. So as you connect to it physically, as you experience the yielding, it may be something like being with what is. Can I be with what's happening? Can I be content with what's in front of me? Can I bond and yield with what's here before I work to do something else? And as we can yield and bond to what's there, I think we are developing the inner resources and fortitude to then work towards, put our right action towards something different. And we begin with yielding. So more coming soon. Have a great week.